Oprah's on, and so was Celine Dion yesterday. The big news.
So there have been rumors that you're going back to Vegas. Is that true? Are you
going to
go back?
It's not a rumor. I'm going back to Las Vegas.
You're going back to Vegas.
She's going back to Vegas. It's going to be starting March 15th in 2011. It'll be a three-year run back at Caesar's Palace. I'm surprised because at the time she was so anxious to get out of there. But then, you know, she's been out since December of 2007, and she realizes, you know what? Why go on world tour? It's much easier to sit there and have them come to me. So the tickets are going to be $55 to $250 U.S. before taxes. They go on sale tomorrow for the first 54 performances, if anybody's interested, but that doesn't include your flight and your hotel. She's going to be back at the 4,300-seat Coliseum, and, you know, her show grossed more than $400 million, was seen by nearly 3 million fans over 5 years. So she will do well there. She just has to sit tight. Renee can go gambling, and she can try having babies some more.
The thing with Celine Dion, watching her on Oprah yesterday, honest, and yeah, I like Celine Dion, but whatever, you know, she just, I'm kind of on the fence with her. But after I watched her on Oprah, it's like you hang on every word she says because she oozes emotion.
She does. She does. And that emotion, being a Quebecer, because a lot of us Anglo-Quebecers get a little frustrated with her because years ago she declined an award in English, and Anglo-Quebecers have never gotten over that. So when you sit and talk to Anglo-Quebecers, they'll often, she just gets under your skin a little bit.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, they're very proud, too, that she comes from Quebec. So
sure.
You hang on her every word because she's very emotional. Her facial expressions kind of get up. But then on the other hand, it's like going, oh, she bugs me a little bit.
I think with me, it was when she was talking about her son and how even when her son collects leaves, she's saved them in a box under her bed so that she can do something with them when he's older.
Yes.
It's just, I don't know. I really liked that interview yesterday.
Yeah. There's something very endearing and very Canadian and warm and French-Canadian about her that's extremely endearing, especially to Americans, because we're not used to it down here. As I said, being from Quebec, I'm very used to that. But for them down here, she's a bit of a, like a, she's not normal, like she's not the normal star. She speaks emotionally. She tells you how it is. She's straightforward, and people like that. So I'm sure if you look at Oprah's numbers yesterday, they were huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the gig, though, isn't it? Getting a gig like that in Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that's the end-all and be-all. I mean, they're going to be thrilled that she's back because anybody who replaced her, from Bette Midler to Cher to Elton John, nobody did the numbers that she did. But I sure hope they raise the ante on the show, and she says they are. They're going to raise the bar because I saw the show, and it was good. I mean, her voice, she can stand in the middle of traffic, and, you know, she's got an amazing voice. But I remember the show was just not, at the time even, I found it very kind of old school, nothing really great, a flying piano. Yeah, okay, seen that before. I mean, compared to Cirque du Soleil, you got to really raise the bar.
Yeah, you're right.
If you're going to do shows like this
anymore.
You need
glitz and glamour. That's a Vegas show, right?
Yeah. No, I had seen the night before Beatles Love, and then I went to see her show. Well, you can imagine two nights back-to-back what it felt like. It was like, excuse me. You can't even compare in the realm of Cirque du Soleil. So either really raise the bar or don't do it that way at all. Make it like an intimate Vegas club.
Yeah, no, I've seen some Cirque shows. They're fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
You got some movie news for us?
I've got lots of movie news. Okay, 24. If you like 24, we're going to get a 24 movie. Kiefer Sutherland has said, I'm ready to do it. In the old days of my father's day, when you did TV, you didn't do movies, and when you did movies, you didn't do TV. But that's when there were three networks, and he says now there are 600 networks, and it's time. So he's going to do a two-hour representation of a 24-hour day on the big screen. It will be set in Europe. And the plans are still in the preliminary stage, but it's happening.
This is funny. I'm actually going to pull a Jack Bauer. Hurry up, Ann. We don't have much time.
Okay, hurry up. Here we go. Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible 4.
Love
J.J.
it.
Abrams is going to produce. In Hollywood, we have a saying, I'll never work with you again. Remember Paramount and he were on the outs? I'll never work with you again until I need you. And
do we need another Mission Impossible?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're going to be doing a Mission Impossible 4. So that's it. Penelope Cruz is going to be with Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean. And Spider-Man 4 is going to be in 3D.
Woo!
Wow.
You just burned through that.
There you go.
Okay.
Take a deep breath. We'll see you Monday.
Talk to you then.